This is June 29th, and we are about to complete, we're about to finish the first half of the year, and I'm talking to you in the year 2023. And yeah, it's been a great time, it's been a great journey, lots of things have happened, and well, I'm pretty glad to talk to you because, well, we are on our second season here in our podcast, and there is a lot to teach and learn from you. Yeah, way to go. Let's speak about this first half of the year. And also, let me share some stuff with you. Well, for sure, I think this is a right time or the right time or a good timing for us to reflect upon our actions or upon the actions that we've been doing throughout this first semester, this first 6 months of the year. Because generally in the beginning of the year, most of us set up some new goals, set up some new objectives and things to do. You know, we build up that huge to-do list. Thousands of new objectives, right? New dreams and etc. And yeah, there's no doubt that right after that, I mean, a few weeks later or a few months later, lots of, let's say 70 to 80% of us kind of forget that list and just keep life going, right? And I mean, the percentage or the very few people that have kept going throughout this first semester, I'm pretty sure that these people are very glad and they have conquered and have achieved tons of new experiences, tons of new learnings, lessons, and of course have evolved, have developed themselves, their skills, be it English or any other thing that they have put to themselves, they have set to themselves for this first half of the year. I myself, I'm very glad with this first half of the year, and I'm very thankful as well because I just, you know, at the beginning of the year, I started, I set off for myself that I would start eating better. And yes, I did that. And as a consequence, I've lost 17 kilos so far. So pretty glad. Of course, my self-esteem is high. You know, I'm feeling good, feeling with lots of energy, you know. And of course, that helps me in business, that helps me in my profession, because I'm much more confident to make decisions, to talk to people, etc., you know. So, you see, a very small action, very small change contributes for lots of other aspects. Oh, I was forgetting to tell you that the last time that I got sick this year was in January. It's crazy, isn't it? So it's like I have, as I have improved or stopped eating shit, you know, junk food, etc. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm not eating my pizzas, I'm not eating my hamburgers, but the quantity has decreased for sure. And because of that, well, I'm not getting sick anymore as I used to. You know, last year I got sick tons of times, and this year I'm feeling much better. Well, in terms of personal development, I have read 5 books, which is a good, let's say, good number, you know, considering that I've been working quite a lot. And personally saying, you know, as a family member, as a father, as a leader, well, we have been serving our church, we have been serving our community, and I have been spending some good time with my family, so pretty happy. And I would like to know from you, how has this first semester been for you? I mean, have you achieved your goals? Have you started doing what you had set up to do? If not, I think we still have tons of time. We still have 182-183 days ahead of us, so let's make it happen. Let's start it off, you know. I think the best time to start and to move is today, you know. It was yesterday, but it can be today. So let's start doing that, because, you know, because, and now I'm going to enter in the second part of this podcast here. I've taken, you know, this week has been really nice. I'm going to be honest with you. Today, I'm feeling a little bit tired because Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm recording this podcast on a Thursday afternoon. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday have been a very, let's say, a very energetic days in terms of work as well as training. And I was and am very glad because after 5 years, that's crazy, right? After 5 years, I have managed, or I could finally flip, that is like virar uma cambalhota, you know? I could finally have or do a flip. Can you believe that? After 5 years of CrossFitting. But actually, if you, you know, if you consider, I mean, I have been CrossFitting for 5 years, but right now I am 34 years old. So it has taken 34 years for me to overcome, for me to surpass, for me to deal and fight against my fear, you know, and manage to do a flip. 34 years later, you know, I did a very simple exercise, a very simple movement, but which has made me very glad because now, well, I know I don't need to fear that anymore. And probably, you know, that happens to you too. Maybe there is something over there, one of your goals or a dream that you have left behind that you fear, you know, that sometimes you feel like, oh, I'm not confident enough. I would just tell you, like, don't give up, you know, because, man, you know, just by doing a very small movement, again, very small movement, very simple movement, made me so glad. And yeah, now I can flip. And I can tell you that our fears are just an illusion. And the second thing is, in terms of exercise as well, I've been CrossFitting for 5 years, and this week, actually today, was the very first time that I could perform a movement that I had never, a second movement, right, this week, that I had never done, so, which is called rope climb legless, that is, I have to climb a rope, subir uma corda, without using my legs, you know, legless, sem pernas, just using my arms. So that is a very complicated, very complex movement. And yeah, you see, 5 years later. So again, don't give up, just don't stop. You know, maybe I know we have ups and downs. You know, I know we have ups and downs. I have my ups and downs. I'm telling you this, let's say, about this first half of the semester, half of the year, the first semester that has been great, you know, with lots of achievements and a good performance. But of course, please, I'm a human being. I have my vulnerabilities. I have my mistakes. I have my failures and my faults. So don't imagine that I'm a superhuman. That's not what I am. Trying to pass or trying to share here with you. What I'm trying to share with you is that despite I am vulnerable, despite my vulnerabilities, despite my weaknesses, I keep learning, I keep having fun, I keep trying to do new things, and I keep the vision, the long-term vision, the long-term goal, as my main objective, you know. Yes, we have short-term goals, we have short-term achievements, but what really matters is the long journey, the long run. We are in a marathon, we are not on a sprint. So that's it, just keep focused. If you haven't started yet, just do it, count on me. I really believe you can do that because, well, if I can, yes, you can for sure also, okay? Come together, count on me for your English studies. Please, feel free to share with me about your first half of the year. I'm going to be glad to know about you. Thank you very much. Talk to you in the next episode.